News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Friday morning. It's Frisky Friday. You know what that means. We are going to be visited by one of our very compassionate, very helpful humane societies in our area. We try to highlight everybody around the like the 2-3 county area, but really when it comes to humane society, there's nobody better than the Pensacola Humane Society. Here I've got Christina Bell. She is the foster coordinator, and Ayanna Lewis, the animal care staff at Pensacola Humane. Go to pensacolahumane.org. The other day, I think it was, I want to say it was Tuesday. It was, adopt a shelter pet day. Yes. And that was a great national day. I had a lot of fun that day. I have a rescued kitty at home, and I'm sure lots of us do that listen to this show. So, stay tuned. We're going to talk about how, you can give, donate, give your time, adopt, foster, volunteer, all of that will work at Pensacola Humane. And the shelter is on, it's 5 North Q,
yes.
5 North Q Street. We talk about the pet pantry a lot here on the show. Let me go ahead and welcome you guys. Thank you so much for being here. How are y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Don't be afraid of those microphones. Let's hear you here. So beautiful weather, right? You're probably coming across a lot of community cats at this time of year, right? It's kitten season. And you were just saying over the break that you found a couple doggies this morning.
Yes. So I had got up this morning and my fiance had called me because he had left. And he's like, hey, I see two dogs outside roaming around. So I went out there and sure enough, it was two older Dachshunds. They were roaming around. I've seen them multiple times. So I went around trying to see if they belonged to anyone. No one claimed them. So we do have them being housed at the Humane Society right now. I do believe they do belong to someone. I think they've just been getting out somehow. But they almost got hit. So that's what made me pick them up. And so we have them. So if you lost two dogs, you're looking for them, come down to the Humane Society.
Because usually when I think of stray dogs, I might be wrong in this assumption, but I usually don't see dachshunds as stray dogs, right?
No.
They're not like, there's not packs of wild stray dachshunds going around terrorizing the city. They definitely belong to somebody probably. If you have information on this, if you want to know more, call the shelter. What's a good phone number for the shelter if they want to call?
So actually we're kind of short staffed today. So I'm going to give out my number. So if anyone is looking for them or wanting to claim them, my number is 850-712-9898.
All right. If you know anything about these little dachshunds, what area of town was that just about roundabouts?
It was off of Jackson Street on Woodsman Drive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. If anybody has the information, let us know. You can also call or text to the show, 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We've got Christina and Ayanna in the studio this morning. All right, so events. We were talking about the pet pantry, I think, last time. When is the next pet pantry event? Do you know? Because I think you just had one.
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. So it'll be a little while.
We have them twice a month. So I want to say like the last, in like about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last one we had was on the 26th. I believe the next one for March should be the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 16th.
All right. And if anybody wants to donate to the pet pantry, you guys will take those donations at any time. It doesn't have to be during an open event. Mm-hmm. You were talking a little bit, this is great, the paws and Pilates.
Paws and Pilates.
All right, so this is like a way to get healthy with our dogs?
Yeah, so we normally like to bring kittens, but we will be bringing dogs there as well.
Okay.
But the kittens are actually going to be inside with the people that are going to be doing Pilates that day. So we had a lot of success last time we went. A lot of kittens went out into foster to adopt homes. And I think we also adopted out two dogs that came with us.
Nice.
So it did go very well.
Awesome. And it's wild because my cat, I think all cats and dogs do this, especially when they've been laying down for a while. when they get up, they naturally do like some yoga poses,
they
right?
They do.
Yeah.
Mine does it every time.
I know. I'm just like, stretch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. So pause and Pilates, when is that coming up?
So that is going to be on May 11th from 11 to 2. And it's at Pure Pilates, downtown Pensacola. It's right across from Bodacious.
On Palafox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. What other events do we have to look forward to?
I think we got some that's in the making that's mm-hmm. brewing right now, but right. we haven't actually like got, I don't think we have like exact dates yet.
Right.
We're still doing the logistics. So hopefully next time we come back, we'll have those. Mm.
So you're saying you're a little short staffed at the shelter nowadays. So mm-hmm. probably could use some volunteerism, right?
Yes.
So what kind of things can people volunteer to do with the shelter? And what are you looking for in a volunteer?
So with volunteers, you can come and walk dogs, you can bathe them, you can socialize with them. We do get a lot of scared dogs in. Oh. We don't always have the time to sit in there with them as long as we want to. So with volunteers, it helps us to be able to socialize them so they can get adopted out.
Right.
And that's the same with kittens and cats as well.
Yeah, because the dog or cat might already be kind of freaked out mm-hmm. from what they've been through, and then they come into a shelter with all kinds of other animals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, just being there, just being a comforting force for them is really, really good. And it lowers your blood pressure and your,
yes.
you know, just your mood is immediately elevated, especially if you go in the cat room and just let them just kind of crawl all
oh,
over
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's amazing. I mean, some places, therapy sessions and that, you know, you pay big money for stuff like that.
It is. So animals is good for your mental health.
It really, really is. Of course, like, you know, things like office work, if you're just mm-hmm. really a strong administrative professional and mm-hmm. You've got some time on your hands, you want to help them out, they could use that. Dishes and laundry
yes.
and walking the dogs and just anything like that, definitely go to PensacolaHumane.org and get more information on how to volunteer. There's a volunteer tab right there. Let's talk about the foster process, because some people might just not even have this as a in their realm of possibility, because they think, well, I can't afford to have an animal, or I can't, you know, my apartment doesn't let me, or, you know, where I'm renting or where I'm buying from, they just will not let me have an animal. But maybe there's an instance where you can actually foster mm-hmm. an animal. So what is that process like, and how does that work?
So with fostering, the first thing you do would be to sign up with us. It's real easy. It's a 5-minute application on our website. After that, I automatically accept all my fosters. After you do that, you can come to the shelter. You can pick out whoever you want, cat or dog. You'll basically just have them for as little as a day if you want, or you can keep them until they can go get altered. Normally, I will send out cats that haven't been fixed or like neutered or spayed, and I'll send them out into foster care so they won't have to sit at the shelter to wait on that procedure done, because it just causes them to, their stress will elevate. It goes with dogs as well. We have a few dogs right now. They're really stir crazy from just being in the kennel. Mm. So we're trying to work with them. But yeah, just fostering dogs or cats for just a weekend. You know, you could take them to the beach, take the dog to the beach. You can, you know, have the cat into a home where they might have been astray before. Now they have a home to, like, you know, chill in until they
right.
can find their future home. So
yeah.
It helps all the way around. And then when we have a kennel space open, we can get another animal in. Mm. And we can save that animal as well. So we're trying to help them out both ways.
Right. And go ahead.
Awesome. And I will say there is a misconception sometimes where people kind of shy away from fostering because they can't have the animal for long, like mm-hmm. 2 weeks or the whole weekend. But mm-hmm. even just getting them out for a few hours that day mm-hmm. or even a night helps so much. Mm. Just any time that they can spend actually out in the world and instead of in the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what dog doesn't like a car ride?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just,
for sure.
you know, hey, let's go home for the night. We'll sit around and watch TV, and then I'll bring you back tomorrow or the next day. And that dog is just going to love that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking to Christina Bell. She is the foster coordinator, and Ayanna Lewis. She is with the animal care staff for the Pensacola Humane Society. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for ways that you can donate your time. You can foster one of these cute animals. You can volunteer. You can donate food and supplies. There's all kinds of things that you can do to help our furry friends. We're going to be talking more about that when we come back after this short message. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K run, walk, and patriotic parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
The Pensacola State College Charter Academy is looking for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students that would like to earn their high school diploma and their associate's degree simultaneously for free. Students will experience a rigorous curriculum and career exploration that will prepare them for their next step in life and will have access to state-of-the-art technology. And everything is free. Free books, tuition, fees, and a free laptop. Visit charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu for more.
The number one goal at Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is safety. If you're one of their customers in Gulf Breeze or Pensacola Beach, here are three ways to detect: smell, sight, sound. If you smell a rotten egg odor, see dead vegetation, or hear a hissing sound, call them immediately at 850-934-5108. You can also visit their website, gulfbreezenaturalgas.com, and click the safety page to learn more about natural gas safety. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I've got Christina and Ayanna from Pensacola Humane Society in the studio right now. Call or text, join this conversation, 437-1620. If you have an animal at home, if you want another one, they've got one for you. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. There's lots of events coming up this year, so you can follow them on social media, on Facebook, right? And that's a great page there. You can see, updated photographs of all the little furry friends waiting for a foster or a foster fail home. Go ahead and fail in that foster process. Go ahead and keep those animals. You mentioned earlier about the two dachshunds that you found. Is it dachshunds, dachshounds?
I've never been able to actually pronounce that word.
I've just always said dachshund.
Normally, I just say they're weenie dogs.
Right, the little weenie dogs.
But yeah.
You found two of those this morning. What should someone do if they find a stray, especially if they find a stray that they think maybe this guy isn't a stray? Maybe he's just lost or misplaced. What do people do in that scenario?
So normally, with the Humane Society, we try to take in dogs that we can with our space. I was just lucky enough that we had space today that I could bring them in, mm-hmm. or else I'd be housing them at my house.
Right.
So if you are out and about and you see a stray animal, always ask yourself, if I'm not able to relinquish this pet to a shelter, am I able to have this pet at my house? Because most people have that dilemma, and then they come to the shelter, and I understand it's frustrating, but it's also frustrating with us because we're also trying to help hundreds of animals at one time. So we try to give out resources and stuff, but just always be prepared that you might have to house that animal at your house for a little bit until we do have the space or until you can find their owner. So just be mindful of that. But we do try to help, even if you do bring the dog or cat to our shelter and we can't take it in, we do have resources to give you.
What about the spay or neutering process? How does that work at Pensacola Humane?
So right now, we just got some vets in that are doing surgeries on our in-shelter animals. Right now, we don't have anything for the community, but we're hoping in the future to have at least something in place to where people can get their animals spayed and neutered. Right now, we just try to offer them resources to other vets that are more low cost to them. There is a great place in Foley right now, Safe Harbor. It's a spay and neuter clinic over there. They are very low cost. I'm not sure on the exact price, but it's definitely under $100, well under $100. So if you want to get your cat or animal spay and neutered, or if you have ferals that are out there and you're trying to get them trapped and spayed and neutered, if you can trap them, you can take them there and get them altered.
And we've talked a lot on the show, especially when Mikayla and Sherry are on the show. They talk about the ear tipping, right? Like if you see a cat out in the community and it has part of its ear missing, it's not like an accident or it didn't get in a fight. So that means they've already been fixed.
Yes.
Awesome. One time we were talking about how, you know, if you find a litter of kittens and the mother isn't around, it doesn't automatically mean that those kittens are abandoned. The mother could just be out getting food, something like that. So don't automatically scoop those kittens up thinking, oh, I have to save them because they might be right where they need to be. Somebody actually texted in and said, you can put flour down around the kittens and then come back the next day. If there's no paw prints leading out of that flour, then the mother's probably not coming back.
That was kind of
a good way to do that. So yeah, sometimes trying to save them might not be the best thing. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information on how you can donate, volunteer, adopt, foster, all kinds of things that you can do to get involved. The types of goods that you guys will take, let's talk about that real quick because it's everything from cat toys, food. What kind of food do you usually like to get?
So the food that we give our shelter animals is the Purina One, either the Healthy Kitten, Adult Cat, Advantage. We give them the Purina One. What's the dog?
Like puppy formula. We do chicken and Purina One, chicken and rice, adult dog, and sometimes I think they have a lamb and rice brand too.
So we use that for our shelter animals.
Good.
But if you want to just donate anything, we do have our pet pantry that we will basically get any type of food in. We prefer it unopened, but if it is open, that's fine. But yeah, we'll take pretty much anything from, you know, Nine Lives, Friskies, anything like that.
We
we'll take
like Kibbles and Bits, Pedigree.
Yeah,
we do a lot of brands.
Dog Chow.
Yeah. And something people might not think about a lot is bleach and laundry detergent. You guys have to do a lot of laundry.
A lot of laundry.
Dish soap, things like that. You got to wash all those bowls and everything. Dog harnesses, collars, leashes. Treats, cats and dog treats, you know.
And then we also have a list of donations that we take. So whenever you have time, you can stop by the shelter and take a picture of that list, or we can print you out a copy just so that you can have.
Yeah, and you can go, you guys have an Amazon wish list as well on the website. Go to PensacolaHumane.org and go to frequently asked questions. And when you scroll down there, you'll actually see how you can actually get involved with that. There's a whole list there. Things like used shoes and clothing, things like that, don't really need. So that list is on there as well, so you don't waste your time. That's all at PensacolaHumane.org. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll come back to wrap it up with Christina and Ayana from Pensacola Humane Society down on 5 North Q Street. Go by and visit them. You can also go online to Facebook and to PensacolaHumane.org and see pictures of these adorable, cute little animals that need a home today. Maybe that could be you. right now. It's the Pensacola Humane Society right here on News Radio Pensacola. We changed our branding this week, so my brain wants to go News Radio 92.3, but I have to go News Radio Pensacola. It's awesome. We're new. We're fresh. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Where would you go? Where would you go with lies? So
could you run into? Could you run into? Could you go and run into me? News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. I've got Christina and Ayana from the Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. We were talking a little bit on the break. I want to remind everybody, though, Paws and Pilates coming up May 11th from 11 to 2, and that's going to be down on Palafox across from
Bodacious,
yes. So definitely do that. That's a great, great way to get healthy and spend some time with some cute little kittens as you do your Pilates. All right. So we were going to talk about the phone situation because you guys are a little short-staffed. If you've tried to call the Pensacola Humane Society and you don't get through, just be patient because, like you said, calls stack up, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. We try to answer our voicemails every day.
Yes.
Every morning.
Every morning we go through all of our voicemails and then we do call back.
Yeah. Okay, yes. And a lot of people call you thinking you're animal control and you're all these other places, but you will get back to them. Just be patient. Thank you for the work that you do helping out our furry friends.
You're listening to...
Y'all have a great weekend.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.